And hello, everyone. Hello. Good evening.
Love Talk Radio.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Hi, I'm Kay Thompson, and this is the Kay and Gus Show here on GoPro Radio Network. And we're going to be talking about GoPro Radio Network because you have to be involved. This is the Kay and Gus Show. We do talk, we do education issues, we do political issues, and we are the education, news, and information station on the Blogcasting and Broadcasting Nation. We're heard all over. Not only are we heard locally and nationally, but we are globally. So we are really global. So lots going on today. Lloyd Strayhorn, by the way, should be calling in very soon. He is the numerologist that you have, a lot of you love to hear and love to talk to. We're going to be opening up the phone as soon as he calls in. But before he does, you know, there are a few things I want to talk to you about. For instance, there's been certain things that maybe you don't know and you haven't even thought about. Maybe, for instance, what do things look like for Obama? Why are people, you know, picking on the man? You know, the Republicans, you know, they're going to be doing attacks on race and everything else. They're really doing it. And they will be using Reverend Jeremiah Wright again. Is he going to be a real issue? Have you thought about that? That's the kind of thing that I want to talk to Lloyd Strayhorn about also. Also, later on, during the next few weeks, Pat Atwell doing sports is going to be coming on. So we're going to be talking to Pat about sports. So, and did you know that we're also going to be having an interior designer come on? And that's Terry Haskins, who is an interior designer that can tell you how to design your loft or your apartment, or to design your car if you want to. Terry is like the interior decorator for the stars, and she is good people. Going to talk more about Legal Shield. Remember the prepaid legal a company of years ago? Well, that is now Legal Shield, and that's beginning to be very, very successful. And we're going to be telling you about that. And we're going to be giving out a number of where you can call, you know, to talk to people about Legal Shield. Because as you know, as we talked, when we talked before to people who are involved with Legal Shield, meaning Alita and also Sandy, I'm turning pages as I'm talking. And Legal Shield, let me tell you how it works real fast before Lloyd calls in. You have access to legal advice on unlimited issues. You will have letters and calls made on your behalf. You can have contracts and documented reviews, you know, and the traffic related issues. You can get advice about wills and about all kinds of contracts. And there are certain things that I have to, you know, be calling them about. And I'm so glad to once again be involved with them because of the fact that this is a good deal. I think I told you before that as a director in Legal Shield / prepaid, I'm now a director. So that means that, you know, I am going to be actively involved with this and actively bringing you information about how you can solve any kind of issues that you have very, very inexpensively. For instance, I think I told you some time ago that I belong to Legal Shield. And when I want an attorney, all I do is pick up the phone and call. Now, what do I pay for that? Well, I pay $9.95 for that. Yes, you heard it, $9.95. And if there's any problem that I have that has to involve me talking to an attorney, I immediately have an attorney. All right. Now, there are two attorneys in my family. However, for $9.95, I don't think I'm going to bother them that much, except if it's something that I don't want the attorneys to hear. Anyway, you don't even have to understand the difference between a trust and a will, if that's the kind of thing that you want, because of the fact that your attorneys will tell you about it. If you are having IRS problems or a tax problem, you know, you can call them. For instance, if you are left the executor of an estate, any kind of legal information that you would need, you would be able to have access to an attorney. And does it cost a lot? No, I think in this area we may be talking about, I think it's under $25 a month. Well, you're saying that, well, okay, you're paying $9.95 a month. How come I can't get it? Well, you didn't join in 1980s like I did. So that's exactly how. But anyway, if a friend is injured on your property and sues you, okay, you can call your lawyer. If your dog bites a passerby, don't bite the dog, or don't have the passerby bite the dog, call your attorney. If a friend owes you money and files bankruptcy, call your attorney. it's really great to have access to an attorney. I like this legal seal and their meetings and all kinds of things, goodies that come along with being a member of this also. Well, we're going to be hoping that Lloyd Strayhorn will call in. I've added a lot of people to my friend list. And then here it says, add people that you know or you don't know. Tatiana Washington, where is Tati? Tati has to join my friend list. Oh, she's doing a live performance tonight. Oh, wow. Okay. So she is performing. What is she performing in, Shauna? Her what? Tartuffe? What is Tartuffe? Do you know? That's the play that she's doing.
It's a comedy.
A comedy. Okay. Uh-huh. Wow, that's terrific. Oh, fantastic. You know, I have to get her in here so we can talk to her and find out, you know, how her career is going. Because she's, what, about 16 or 17? 17. Wow. I think you're getting older. Anyway, waiting for Lloyd Strayhorn to call. Kate Thompson here. By the way, I would hope that Gus is listening in, but I don't think there's a radio near him. But I went to see him a couple of days ago, and he's looking good. He's looking good. He's coming along. And I think that's why I'm sounding so glad, because of the fact that he's looking good. And there are a couple of things planned for him, which I'll let you know about later. So GoPro Radio Network, let me just get to this. Now, if you wanted to do your own radio show, this is fantastic. This is why I wanted Ty Washington to come in here with me. So if he's listening to my voice, GoPro Radio Revenue Generating Models. I need you, Ty, in here to give me just a couple words about this, if you have the time. And this is what I'm doing. No, I don't want a commercial right now. I want Ty to come here so I can continue. Thanks, Joanna. Oh, we have such a good time here at GoPro Radio Network. Where is he? Anyway, you can do... Okay, he needs 10 minutes. All right. Thanks. Thanks, Joanna. This is such a fantastic opportunity. This is what I do. This is what I'm doing. I am broadcasting, blogcasting on GoPro Radio Network. This is a network that is growing and growing. And if you have something that you would like to say, if you have something that you want to set up your own radio show, if you have something that you want to sell, if you have something that you want to tell people about, if you are angry with the state of affairs regarding politics and you just have something to say, this is your opportunity. It is big fun. Now, I used to do this a long time ago when WLIB was functioning. And, of course, you know, with Inner City Broadcasting and a number of the other black radio shows and not networks, but stations. They've kind of lost a lot of our, in other words, it's the disappearance of black radio. Okay. And we have a film documentary that Ty and the crew did, the disappearing of black radio, that you really want to see because of the fact that our voices have been silenced somewhat, not quite. But we are up and running, and with the GoPro Radio Network and several other stations, we are on it. And we are going to be bringing you the information that maybe you haven't heard before, maybe you don't know anything about. And sometimes, you know, there's information that is kept from us purposely, okay? So, and that's the kind of thing that we're going to be doing. We're going to be bringing you information that you haven't heard, or maybe information that, you know, you'd like more information on, you bring in information, and then you need more information. For instance, from Black Talk Radio Network down there in North Carolina and Atlanta, want to say hello to them. They sent me something. I think Scotty Reed down there sent me something about this missing young lady. Her name is Kaylin Stevenson, and she is from Silver Springs, Maryland. She's 15 years old, everybody. And the family and the police are concerned. She hasn't been seen since February 13th, 2012. So if you know of her, if you have seen anything, you know, try to, you know, alert the police department or whatever, because this young lady is missing. Now, she has been found, or they have located her since then. That would be so good to hear. But I had a good conversation with Scotty Reed down there at Black Talk Radio. All right. Also, you know, I will tell you another thing. What do you think about the young Rutgers student who got 30 days for, you know, not showing any remorse? With, he seemed slightly amused when he got the 30 days from the case that he was involved with. That was a case where he had taped a friend of his in a, you know, rather uncompromising or compromising position. In other words, he was making love to another person of the same sex. And so that's what he had to go to court for, and he was charged with, I forget exactly what the charge was, and I don't have that information in front of me right now to say exactly what it was that he, what, the outline of the charges. But anyway, they said earlier today that he had gotten 30 days for his crime, if you will. Then I just saw a newspaper, and it said that he had gotten not 30 days, but it probably will come out to him being, he just may serve just 20 days. And when I talk to Lloyd, I'm going to find out exactly what, you know, he thinks about that, and what is the reaction going to be from people, you know, regarding the same-sex marriage legislation and people claiming one way or the other. You know, one thing, we don't really have the right to tell people who they are in love with or go with or have sex with, et cetera, et cetera. That's a civil right. Okay, you cannot take anyone's civil rights from him. I don't care if you're in the church or whatever. You just can't do that. For instance, I know that Reverend Reginald Jackson from East Orange, you know, in his church, he didn't agree with same-sex marriage, but he said this will not hurt the way people should think about the President of the United States. A civil right is a civil right. Your civil rights are important. So I don't think we want to play God for anyone. But anyway, Ravi, Dharam Ravi, the former Rutgers University freshman. He was convicted in a spy cam case that sparked a national debate over cyberbullying, and he will likely serve just 20 years behind bars. That's because the custodial sentence, the county jail in New Jersey, carries with it an asterisk. Under state regulations, any inmate handed a 30-day sentence is automatically credited with 10 days for good behavior, said the warden of the Middlesex County Adult Corrections Center, where Ravi will serve his time. Now, he could have been deported, and that would have been probably horrible for him and his family. But the point is, somebody did die because of his being insensitive, because of him, you know, really doing something that he should not have done. So a lot of people think that it wasn't enough time for him to get. But that's the you know, that's the situation with him right now. So that's in the Star Ledger. And then it says second Christie court pick likely to fail. Do you know one thing? The likelihood of Governor Chris Christie, you know, being thought of as a running mate for Mitt Romney. Well, maybe I shouldn't say what I'm thinking. But with him being anti-education, anti-teacher, I think, in some things that he says, you know, I don't have too much respect for him. Now, people tell me that I'm wrong. Really? Prove it. Okay? He's got like a bully mentality. You know, when you yell at people, you're the governor of a state, and when you yell at people, when you go to address them, that's a heck of a lot of nerve. You know, people are coming to hear you, whether or not they disagree with you or not. You know, just answer the questions like you have some sense. Don't be rude and bullying, because that's what he comes across as. Now, people may not like it. Too bad. Okay. All right. So let me see. We're going to be going for a break around about now. Okay, Shauna. Shauna Glover is in the control room, and we will be right back, everyone. I'm Kay Thompson. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Ayanna Jones. Many of you know me as Nana Soul. Welcome to BW Moving Images, the beta. We'll be releasing the final version of the website in December 2010, but for now, we'd like you to test drive the site and tell us what you think. You can email us at...
Enough. That's enough. I'm going to give you guys too much. Then you won't buy the music. You won't see the film. I heard it. I saw it already on the internet. My name is Tylon Washington, better known as USAVIOR, USAVIOR. And I started out as a DJ out in Brooklyn. The landlord decides to go on the rent triple. So we're looking for a place where we can go and it can be affordable and access to transportation and, more importantly, just a really great community. And we found that in Jersey City. We're a small studio with a big sound. You know, I've been in studios with SSL boards, multi-million dollar studios. The studios are only as good as the engineers or the people or the producers behind the sound. I've been in studios and the stuff that's come out of those large rooms has been horrible, you know. And then, you know, I've been in folks' basement and the tracks are just incredible, phenomenal phone. So it's not so much the size or how much equipment you have, it's just knowing how to get the most out of that particular studio. When you hear 80 and 85% of the music on any radio station on any given day, look at the subject matter, the content, what are they saying and so forth. It's just very, very negative. It's at a low chakra. But if we can change that and put a little balance in it, I think we're going to make the world a better place. Artists that come to me who don't know my politics, and then I hear the music, I always challenge them to do something better. And usually when I make this statement, it's true. I usually say that you're better than this. You know, you usually, you know, they have a lot more talent, but they want to get paid, you know? And so they get the idea that if this is what mainstream is putting out, then I better do this. And I say, well, you know, Chuck D said this. It's actually my film, and I want to quote him because I think he said it the best. You never find a U-Haul behind a hearse. You know, you can't take all this wealth or whatever you have with you, you know, when it's over and done. You want to feel like you contributed to society in a more profound and positive way. And art has a way, a magical way, of speaking to the masses of people.
Okay, really, that was absolutely great. And you can find out more about BW Moving Images at www.blackwax.com. Wax is spelled W-A-X-X. BW Moving Images. So you can go and see the videos also. I like that music, Ty and Shauna. I mean, can I have something as exciting as that also? I mean, that's really mysterious. And, you know, wow, what's going to be going on now, you know, with that kind of music? That's powerful. And I think that was probably put together here. Was that created by Ty? No one's talking to me. Okay. Wow, that's powerful. I like that. Anyway, also what you can do with GoPro Radio Network is you can be part of the network if you wanted to do your own show. Now, you know, I've been doing in broadcasting for a whole lot of years. And, you know, it really, when I come to the studio, it's really very, very exciting because I know one thing, that this is what I like to do. I like radio. I like radio because, as Gus used to say, I could do radio. I could be on the air in my pajamas and no one would know it. Okay, my hair can be messy. I mean, my makeup can be awful. However, you know, radio allows for a whole lot of, you know, things that you can do without. It's about time. I know. I mean, you did this, you know, good thing on the air, and then, you know, you come in here with me late and all that sort of stuff. I'm waiting for Lori Strainhorn, and I wanted him to tell us, you know, what's the future for GoPro Radio Network. I already know.
Oh, wow.
It's successful. How many shows do we have on
But we
that?
Want to hear. Oh, we have 10. We have.
Listen to that sexy voice, everybody.
Well, we have 10.
You have how many times?
Right now we have 10 shows, but we're really excited about some of the shows that's coming on board. I even spoke with Eric Payne out in L.A.
Yeah, wonder who he is.
Oh, he's a heck of an actor. That's right. He's just a really good person on top of all of that.
Yeah.
He actually plays a radio personality in an upcoming film with Kadeem Hardison.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to actually have him doing a show real soon. We're talking about
the beginning of July. Is this a surprise to me?
Oh, yes, it's a surprise. It's a pleasant surprise. So we are really, really, really quite excited about that. We have Shaquine, who's coming on. She's doing a show, and she's out of Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah.
And she has a show called Many Moods. And she has Many Moves Production out in Brooklyn. I want to give it up to Linda Felder, who brought her in. We also have coming also in June, Luther Wright. He's a ball player who is also a musician, a DJ, and so forth. And he has an impressive and powerful story. And he has a book out right now. And he's going to be doing a radio show with us as well. Also, from the Black Agenda Report.
The Black Agenda
Report? The BlackAgendaReport.com, one of the most successful black web blogs where you can get news, information, and sports, everything about what's going on in the black community, what's really, really going on. Glenn Ford is doing a show here with us as well.
Fantastic.
And be part of the GoPro Radio Network.
Now, how do you become part of the GoPro Radio Network? What do people have to
so
do?
It is so easy. All they have to do is give us a call. Give us a call at 212-696-6582.
Okay, give that number up,
Shauna, the 212 number on the screen, so a lot of people can also see it as well. And make sure I get the number right, because it's a 212 number. It's easy. They give us a call, set up an appointment. We send out an application. Upon applying for the show, you sit down with our team builder, and we
here it
will
is right
figure
here.
Out.
Is it right here? The 212-696-8562?
That's right.
Is that it?
8562.
Okay, everyone, please get out your pens and papers, because we are going to be giving out other information later on. 212-696-8562. That's 212-696-8562. Okay.
It's the best way for someone to go global.
Yeah.
If you have any goods and services, because this is the World Wide Web. On terrestrial radio, you're limited to a certain range.
What's terrestrial?
That's like
radio.
With the radio stations, AM and FM
those
frequencies.
Those were terrestrial.
And, yeah, those are the radio stations.
I can barely say that.
Yeah, terrestrial. It's just the limitations of the power of the antenna.
Yeah, now, I can speak to that because of the fact that when I had on Rick G from Rick G's Jazz Jam down there in Fort Lauderdale, and he is a jazz flautist, and he was a finance person before he moved and retired. He's no longer retired. It's like us and I, we reinvented ourselves.
That's right. And you have a new audience now.
Yes, yes.
As well as the audience from the BLS and so forth. So.
And then also with, put the two of them together, meaning Junius Williams, who's also a jazz harmonica player, aside from being an attorney, and one of the top activists in Newark.
Wow.
Put those two together. It was a fantastic show.
Right.
And Rick was asking me, well, can I say hello to, some of my friends?
That's right.
And he said, I have friends in South America. I have friends in France. I have friends in the Alps.
Right.
Sent me an email the next day. And he said, you may be interested in this. Lo and behold, it was someone who wrote to him from Rio de Janeiro. We heard the show.
Wow.
And the person that he was talking about in the Swiss Alps. I'm here, but I heard your show.
That's what's so exciting
Isn't
about
it
this.
Amazing?
When you did these shows on the other networks and on terrestrial radio, once you did the show, it was over.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's true.
With our shows, they're archived.
Yeah.
So if someone's right now, home or fell asleep, or they had a special PTA meeting tonight and they could not listen in, they can definitely hear the wonderful Kay and Gus show.
Go back and you can hear
the archive. Right. Or you can go back and hear, hey, I heard that she had Donald Payne Sr. On her network, and one of the shows that he did, and they can go right back to that show and hear the discussion and hear his voice.
And as a matter of fact, on BW Moving Images site, you have some video clips of Donald.
That's right.
You have a video clip of Ayanna interviewing Danny Glover.
Danny Glover and Donald.
Thanks for doing that for us.
Yes,
that's right. And you made that video.
Oh.
Wow, is that a fantastic video.
Yes, thank you.
And then with you moderating his panel and with me moderating his panel. So we have all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Now I say, When am I getting some more videos of me on
there? You know,
instead of that 20-second.
Well, you know, you see the cameras are in here. I wish people can see the studio. That's what we're going to move. That's our next move.
Uh-huh.
Is that you'll be able to see Kay Thompson real soon.
In other words, we're
gonna
have to
dress
right.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
they'll be able to see your flip flops and the apron that you have on or the gown. And so forth, but it's also a place where you can be edgy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there's so many restrictions because of the FCC guidelines on terrestrial radio that you don't have online.
Yeah.
You can really now be the Kay Thompson you want to be.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and all of your.
I have news for you. It is so freeing because, for instance, on WLIB, you know, there were certain things that we couldn't.
That's right.
You know, and we had to be cool with some things.
Right.
But now, if I want to say, yeah, he's a racist, I'm going to say it.
You can say it. Right. Yeah, right. You don't have to worry about someone pulling the plug.
Absolutely. And, you know, in talking to the some members of the NYPD, you know, the Guardians, I really thought that they were going to be interested in doing a show.
Right.
Because of the fact that, you know, when people are having problems with the police department, for instance, with the stop and frisk.
Oh,
you know,
that's a big thing. Yeah.
By the way, Kelly threw that out.
Mm.
He said no longer will they have, they will do, no longer can the NYPD do a stop and frisk.
Mm.
Now, that I saw on one of the television stations. I hope that I am correct, but that's what he said. So that's,
I think
that's as a result of people, you know, really
speaking
out about it.
Right,
you know, and just,
right. The internet.
Yeah.
Trayvon Martin case. I mean,
that's
that was broken
right,
on the internet.
Sure. And
all
now
on
I'm
Facebook and all the social sites.
We have to stay up with that because it looks like that guy may walk.
I know. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make a case for him through the media.
So we may have to encourage the movement again. I mean, college students,
absolutely.
You can't let this go.
I'm telling you. And that's why this radio station, GoPro Radio, and folks like Kay Thompson are just so very, very important to the entire
story.
We
want to bring the real story to people once again. We were doing that on WLIB years ago. The LIB does not exist anymore.
That's right.
You know, and that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I predicted this.
I'm telling people about the disappearance of black radio.
That's right.
You have that on film.
We talked about this 2 years ago.
Yeah.
If people had tuned in and listened and actually bought the DVD and shared it with their churches, with their schools and their institutions, the radio station might still be around
because
people will be empowered with this very, very important information.
And isn't it a coincidence, Ty, that this is happening just when the re-election of the first African-American president is coming up? Okay. So what do you do? Well, you sort of, you know, put the skids on, you know, black radio.
Right.
And they think that's going to quiet us.
Right.
Not
right.
so.
Well, it's not like, I mean, you know, when you don't have authentic, legitimate voices coming out of the community, people will not get a sense of themselves.
Exactly.
And we're very, you know, we have a lot of complexity.
Yeah.
And if you're only getting a small fraction of the black experience, that's the beginning of the end.
Yeah.
You know.
And, you know, a lot of people didn't even know that Stand Your Ground.
Yeah.
You know, stuff was in place in some of these southern states.
And you see the woman who stood her ground, she's getting 20 years, a black woman.
Yeah.
So you see how the hypocrisy and the law.
It's done selectively.
Absolutely.
And if you are white, you are selected.
Yeah, there's a news report.
And if you are black, you're so selected for time.
About Bloomberg breaking the law with the helicopter. Did you see that?
No, what was that about?
Mayor Bloomberg, there's a rule saying that on Saturdays they can't use the helipad because it's a danger, it's noisy, there's buildings there and so forth, and he closed it down and people would get fined and they would get in trouble for using the heliport. They've had weeks and weeks of footage of him using the very same heliport.
Kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
getting in and off. Yeah, it's a really interesting news in the context that there's rules for some of us.
And then there are rules for others. Listen, let me give this number out just in case Lloyd is standing by and he has forgotten the number for him to call. And Lloyd, if you are listening, the number is 323-679-0906. For Lloyd Strayhorn to call in, 323-679-0906. But Ty, let's go into a little bit more here about the network.
Okay.
Now, is there any kind of limitation on the kind of programming that you are seeking for, you know, for GoPro Radio Network?
Oh, absolutely not. If someone has an idea for a cooking show, sports show, a show that you want to talk about a particular, a subject like, how to save money.
Yeah.
You know, finances. We're very interested in shows that explains the folks, especially in this time of lack of funding and so forth and so on. New ways and innovative ways for people not only to find money, but to save money and to pool their resources together if necessary.
As a matter of fact, this is what Legal Shield does.
That's it.
You can actually, aside from, getting, legal advice for, next to nothing, you can become a member and then you can also bring in people. And that's the way you make money.
They need to have a show.
I'm telling
you. They need a show.
Well, that may be coming.
Yeah.
That may be coming.
That would be excellent.
I'm talking to some people now.
Call the show The Shield.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling
That's right.
you. But there's a television show called The Shield, if I remember correctly.
Oh, this is the radio. This is different. This is another arena. We're not doing a television show. We can still call it The Shield, The Shield Online.
Yeah.
Shield yourself.
We need to give that number out for people to call about, checking out. And seeing if they would just to get information about you doing your own radio show. You would be surprised. It is not expensive.
And trust,
I am telling
GoPro
you,
Radio
it's
Network
not expensive.
Is not just the all new online radio network that delivers quality broadcasting wherever you are, whenever you want featured radio shows dealing with a range of topics, including politics, entertainment, hobbies, literature, and sports. It's also a resource hub to help broadcasters develop, promote, market, and engineer their own shows. Mm-hmm. With thousands of people broadcasting online, it's very easy for your show to get lost in the shuffle.
Exactly.
But with the reason why you want to do it with GoPro is that we can help you build an audience or develop a format for your show. And also we can give you the peace of mind you need to focus on hosting your show without worrying about microphone levels, internet connections, managing call-ins. We do it all for you.
That's what I was going to say. I want to say this, that once you do a show here at GoPro Radio Network, here at BW Moving Images Studio here in Jersey City, you don't have to worry about a thing. I come in here, put my bag down, and sit in front of the mic.
And let's go.
And try to make sure that my hair looks pretty good, because
it all looks great.
But really... everything is here.
That's right.
Here's the mic. Here's Sean in there on the the board. Everything is right here. Mm. Plus, you even supply me with candy.
That's right. We always have fresh mints. We always have hand soap in bathrooms.
Yeah.
We have a great eye for detail.
Then you're treated to the family. Tie one, tie two, tie three,
It's just an overall great atmosphere here. It's a wonderful.
But I have to now let me get into this. Now I have my own curriculum that I've taught in school system for years anyway. Mm-hmm. But I developed this educational program called the Electronic Media Development for Learning Program. And that was done in the late 70s.
I'll say that again. That was a mouthful.
The Electronic Media Development for Learning Program.
Mm.
Whereas I was teaching teachers and administrators how to teach their students how to produce television programs as an alternative to working out of dull, boring textbooks. What it did was it improved their reading, it improved their math skills, because I used to tell them, you have to do a commercial.
That's right.
I said, if you don't do a commercial, if you don't speak correctly, and if you don't spell correctly, I'm going to have to move in with you.
I'm surprised some folks didn't mess up on purpose.
But anyway, what was happening, though, it was really improving all the skills of kids, because all I told the teachers was and administrators was, ask your children in your classroom, who wants to do a television show? And if one child raises his hand, now this was over 20 years ago than when I did this, right?
Wow.
Now I said, if one person raises their hand and said they don't want to do it, I will give you $50. I haven't lost $50 yet.
That's right.
Okay. But what it did for the kids, some of them have gone into careers into broadcasting. Mm-hmm. They're able to speaking well.
Mm-hmm.
They have their on-camera skills.
There you go.
As a matter of fact, I have my curriculum here. Now, I already taught, I think, the first, just given the basics about what a producer does, a couple weeks ago. So I'm going to start that again.
There you go.
I'm actually going to do my course on the air. Maybe I'll even have another hour or something,
It's because it's so necessary.
It's so many things that you can do.
And that's how we love to learn. We're life learners.
You know what else is good, Ty? Mm-hmm. Because, in fact, I was driving with my daughter, Lisa, and, she's got a car where you have the Sirius radio.
Okay.
So, all we have to do is just turn something on, and we're hearing you. We're hearing, So, boy, it's amazing. This new technology, everyone, I mean, we are so advanced.
Right.
It's amazing, absolutely
right.
Amazing. When I had Donald on, you know, Congressman Donald Payne, when I had
right.
him on, he would be calling from wherever he was in the world.
That's
as long
right.
as we got the time, you know, straight
right.
you know? And then also Gus's daughter, Anne Renee, she works with the CDC.
Right.
She would be calling in.
That's right, from
you
Africa.
You know, Eric would be calling in. And Gina did that piece, the corresponding piece on Michael Jackson.
Absolutely.
She landed up right, they thought she was a member of the jury. So, she was our correspondent. Now, she's used to doing television in Bermuda. So
there
when
go.
She goes back, you know, we're going to be getting those kind of things.
That's the thing with the internet. It's really bringing people a lot closer
together. Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
All the software, all the technology is making it a lot more easier and affordable for people to travel over great distances without getting on a plane or getting into a car.
Now, we don't want to knock that traveling over great distances, though. I want to go to St. John very soon, you know.
Yeah.
So, but listen, let me give this number out again, 323-679-0906. We can give that out for people who want to call in right now to find out. All right, now we're going to go to this caller. We have a caller right now. Hello, you're on the air. Hello. Hello, you're
hey,
on the air. Yes, you're on the air.
Carol Moore.
Hi, Carol. BrownstoneDigital.com. Carol Moore and George Moore, they have a radio network, 24 hours they have.
Right.
How are
not
you?
Not radio. Not radio.
Television. Television.
Yeah, internet television. But you know what? I was so interested in listening to you guys. Is that Ty that's in the studio with you?
Yes, it is.
Fabulous information. Mm-hmm. And I tuned in because I was waiting for to holler at Lloyd when he came on, but I got so tied up in listening to you and Ty with the fantastic things that you guys are doing. I'm like, I looked at the clock and oh my God, it's over. You guys are doing such fabulous work.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Oh, and you know, I've been to the studio, and like you said, it's
and
not the size.
Back
or the
2 weeks, okay? In about 3 weeks?
Excuse me?
Back? You're coming back in about 3 weeks?
Yeah. Can I do it in my pajamas? Do I have to comb my hair?
I don't know.
I'm loving it.
Set up now. Is there something?
Yeah,
these guys are so good. I'm telling you, I was just so carried away. Listen, I said, oh my God, before it's over, the show is almost over. But this is better than LIB.
Thank you.
But wait a minute, Carol. Now, listen, do you remember the time that we did a relationship segment?
Mm.
You know, and Gary Bird will tell you that one of his friends went out with somebody. Anyway, with that relationship segment.
I want you to dish it.
Yeah.
I want to hear that. That's good stuff.
Carol and I were on the air with my sister. Remember that day that Patricia was? And I was giving them a scenario to respond to.
Oh, wow.
And I said, well, the scenario is, you know, you're sitting there, you know, on a Sunday with your husband. You're married. You have two kids, a white picket fence, and everything is going well. And on a Sunday, you're watching the game. And all of a sudden, there comes a knock at the door. And you went to the door. Carol, you remember this?
Oh, absolutely. I think they almost kicked us off the air, if I remember correctly, with the response.
And you open it, and you see this young lady who is absolutely fabulous, with this fabulous figure, gorgeous, and she says, may I come in and talk to you?
Oh, my
and
God.
You say, now, this is me setting up the scene.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you go in, and she says, I just want to tell you that your husband and I have been having an affair.
Oh, you're starting
and
trouble.
I said, what will you do? Now, I asked this of my sister Pat and Carol, and my sister said, well, I would just ask her, well, what did she mean? Carol said, what? I will kick your ass.
And they cut us off, right? I'm like, what? Yeah, we have big fun. And the police report was excellent, too.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, because we were, you know, people.
We need that now.
Yeah, this is what
that's
I'm telling
need.
You. Know, that's why I was talking to Al Rothman and talking to the guys there.
You
so
get a sense
really
of how things
that.
Spiral out of hand when you don't have people watching.
That's
see,
right.
See, you were, you were like a watchdog organization in
that's
a sense
right.
where
that's
you had folks reporting and calling in and having that access. to the radio so important.
Yeah, yeah.
We can give them that access again.
Mm-hmm.
And
I know you guys are really good. And you know what came of that police report? Okay, if you remember, I did the documentary on Black law enforcers in America called We Are People Too, and I got a number of awards. But the information that was gathered from being on the show with you and bringing the different police officers there and doing the cable shows, it's ultimately got enough information to produce this documentary. But more importantly, I don't even remember who the mayor was at the time. But remember how they were saying that we were creating a hot summer?
Yes.
You remember that?
Of course, they wanted to shut us down.
What was the name of that piece again, so we can look for it? Is it available anywhere?
Can we Google it?
Oh, I have the, what, Are We Our People Too?
Yeah, I
can send you the DVD of it, but that was back in the LIB days.
That would be great.
But you see how sometimes, you know, very, very little has changed. As a matter of fact, things have gotten worse.
Yeah.
So it makes your piece more relevant today because there's been, you know, really no improvement.
That's right.
You know,
and people really don't have a place to go.
Right.
You know, so the reason why for doing police reporting, Carol, you know, because you helped me put that together. And Rockland brought about six different policemen in there, and they would answer questions from the community because of the fact that sometimes there were incidents of police brutality. Let's face it, you know.
Absolutely. And you know, the disappearing of the black radio, what Ty brought out, is really very key. But if you recall Ozzie Thomas, the late Ozzie Thompson, he let us know that when a police officer stops you, you are actually under arrest.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when he made that statement that usually our young people, police officers walk up to them and they're like, yo, man, you know, you don't meet me, and you start talking and you don't have a right. No, he said, if you recall, in those reports that we did on LIB, where he let people know that when a police officer stops you, theoretically, you're under arrest. And here we are, fast forward now to the Trayvon Martin. How did Zimmerman get out of handcuffs?
Mm.
Okay?
Yeah.
And let go home? That's interesting. He was under arrest, theoretically.
Right.
Okay? So it's really very interesting
how
things keep going around. It's really interesting, too. And Ty, you brought out the fact about the young woman, the Stand Your Ground, how that really doesn't relate to her.
Right.
And she was actually, if you remember, there was a restraining order. And she had a baby in her arm, and the husband or the father or whatever said that if I don't have you, you know, nobody else would. And she shot in the air. And she's getting 20 years.
That's ridiculous.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
We need another police report.
Absolutely.
You see that? So I'm going to see what we can do.
Yeah.
And Carol, by the way, you were one of the first black women on cable television in New York. You were my role model.
Hey, you keep saying that. That is something. Well, you know who we're going to go back away. You know who my role model was, if you remember? Flo Kennedy.
Oh, yeah, sure.
The activist attorney that dragged me around with some of her crazy stunts that she had. She was the first black female that graduated out of law school out of Columbia University.
Wow. Mm.
And she pretty much said that the absence of media attention is the most pervasive form of racism. And if only you and your mama and your kids watch you on TV, it was our duty to get in the media, which is like what you guys are doing.
And
it's very, very key. I was scared to death doing a TV show. I'm like, what? At that time,
let me say, Carol Station, Carol and her son George, is brownstonedigital.com.
Wow.
And when you go there, you're going to be absolutely amazed with what you see. I'm telling you, there's so much to see. They have everything on there. Have you been on the station yet?
No,
site? Yeah, wait for you, because it's brand new. It looks like it's a brand new setup. Is it, Carol?
Yeah, we've done 120 half hour interactive television shows and all of our shows.
Wow.
Plays from anything that's internet connected, PlayStation, your cable, laptops, TVs.
Yeah.
So it's very key, and we produce television shows.
So
we own the network.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Carol, thank you very much. Let me see if we
can.
Okay, and you guys keep up the good work. I was so busy. Listen, Ty, you are just phenomenal. And Kay, as always, it's good to hear your voice on the radio.
Thanks, Carol. Thanks. And we'll talk soon in about 3 weeks.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Keep up the
good work, Ty.
Too, and let's work together. We have to concretize now because it's such a dirt.
We'll try. We'll certainly try to. Okay?
Yes.
Yeah, and also, Cal, I was telling the people at Black Talk Radio down there in North Carolina and Atlanta, you know, about Brown Digital.
Mm-hmm.
So
we need to work together.
About that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We have to.
All right. Much love.
Thank you
so much.
Same to you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Yeah, those were the BLIB days, and you know, with the relationship segment, I thought things were really terrible regarding police you know, brutality cases in those days. And I thought with, you know, the relationship segment to have some fun, to make it a little lighter, because it was really kind of heavy.
Right.
You know, and things were just happening over and over and over again. You know, Mary Carson, Eleanor Bumpus, you name it. Yusuf Hawkins, go down the list.
Right.
Something was always happening. Somebody was dying. And it shouldn't be at the hands of the police department, because, you know, our taxes are going to pay their salaries to do what?
Absolutely.
You know?
Right.
So, but, you know, there has to be these checks and balances. Always.
Absolutely.
Always.
Absolutely.
But anyway, so I'm really
keeping
glad
them honest.
Yeah. So, you know. But anyway, that's a 24-hour station that they have. They're heard all over. So we have a link with them, and, you know, a link with them.
And I'm so proud and just so grateful for people like that.
Yeah.
Who,
yeah.
Like I said, it's just so few. It's such a dearth of black folks who are embracing this technology in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Having the courage to tell our own stories and putting it out there and, you know, rolling the dice. Sometimes it's not lucrative or it's not, you know, turning over the big bucks yet. But if you stick with it long enough, this is going to be there's going to be a huge payoff.
Yeah.
You know, for people who are developing the content.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can have an iPod, iPhone 3, 4, 5, 6, and all the new models. But you have to have the special content, the content that people are going to look for and need and want. And we're developing that. So regardless of how the technology will change.
I want another hour.
When you are in that position.
I want another hour.
Yeah. No,
I want another hour.
It's going so fast, right?
I know. What time is it right now? Are we
have like 4 minutes left.
Oh, goodness. And Lord Strayhorn, 323-679-0906.
We're going to have him come back.
He
needs a whole hour.
I put a message on his machine. So, Lloyd, I'm expecting to hear from you.
Well, Shauna, can you call him? See if we can get him on the phone. If we have his number.
I don't have. Do I have his number? No, his number is that.
Okay.
You know, I should have it right here.
We can give him a call.
No, because I gave him and I called him and just let him know. So something could have happened or, you know, no, he will be back on another time. But also I have someone coming in about anti-aging.
Oh.
Wait until you hear about that. This is a doctor located in Secaucus, New Jersey. He wants to come on. Pat Atwell doing sports.
Oh, yeah.
As a matter of fact, over at LIB, Pat's show was the first one that I was on WLIB.
Right.
And Saeed Shabazz, you know, brought me there too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What is this, 5 minutes through the show's end? Should I tell you the story of, you know, how I got to...
That would be interesting through Pat, right?
Yeah. And Saeed Shabazz brought me there to Pat Atwell.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, do you know something about sports? And this is Saeed Shabazz saying, I said, sure. You know, what do you know? Well, horses and tennis. So I was on Pat's show. And that day, Pat was doing boxing. All right. And these men, they're talking, you know, all rough and whatnot. They're talking about beating people up in boxes. And so finally, Pat said, well, you know, Kay Thompson is here and so forth and so on. She's going to be talking on it. And they were mad that I was there. So this one guy said, well, what do you know about boxes, lady? And I said, it's brutal, paganistic, two grown men pummeling each other. That's every line lit up. And it was shortly after that I was offered a job on WLIB.
That's hilarious.
But the crazy
that's a terrific story.
It's great. And so I really thank Pat for that. I don't think he knew what to do with me,
yeah.
But that's all right. But anyway, he's going to be
They're
coming
great.
On.
Yeah.
You know, and yes, Pat, we're going to be talking boxing again. And I know that Mayweather, is his name, was his name Mayweather one?
Floyd, yeah.
I have to ask my brother because he's But anyway, so we're kind of winding down. See?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, but once again, we want to let people know about GoPro Radio Network.
That's right.
Now, listen, the documentary you have with All About Will. Tell us about that. And Fred Ho.
Fred Ho, he's hanging in there
tough.
God
bless him. Yeah.
He has the Scientific Soul Sessions, but we are working dutifully on his film.
Yeah.
It's called Diary of the Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
We also have another film called No Fear, the story of Marsha Coleman.
I interviewed her. Thank you very much. What a dynamic interview.
A fantastic person.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And just a great warrior.
I want
on the front lines in terms of whistleblowers. And
I want
on
a
the
documentary
federal level.
On you.
That's going to have to be a series.
I want a documentary.
We can't get your story in an hour and a half. No way. And
listen.
Then Wilfredo, Wilfredo
Turney,
Wilfredo Benitez.
Wilfredo Benitez. See?
Last but not least.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we'll see what happens. And I understand you're doing something with Donald Payne. He's running.
Yeah,
he's running
Donald
in his
Payne
father's
Jr.
place,
right.
By the way. He is running for Congress.
Isn't he just a great spirit?
Oh, wow. He's so terrific. But I have to tell people that when you vote, in the election on June 5th, in Newark, you have to pull the lever two times.
Mm.
Wherever his name is going to be on for taking his father's place, and his name is going to be on for, being reelected to office there. Okay, because he is the president of city council in Newark. He is also a member of the Freeholders. So he's got the proper qualifications. So, we've got to really make sure that he gets in office so that we maintain a sane voice. Some of the people attacking him should be ashamed of themselves.
I know.
I've seen the cable, of city council in Newark, and they should really be ashamed of themselves. Some of them.
They're attacking
him the way they're attacking him. Yeah. What goes around
comes around. That's right.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
For every action, there's an
equal and opposite
reaction.
That's right.
You may not get the reaction that you think.
That's right.
But it's coming. Anyway, I think we're just about out of time. Are we, Shauna?
I think
maybe
that's the music
off.
We're hearing. Oh, are we off?
We're off.
Oh, she took. okay. Well, we'll tell everyone.
Yeah,
I want to thank everyone. We want to thank Shauna for doing a terrific job here at GoPro Radio, engineering the shows.
Yeah, and
I
want to
thank Ayana Jones, Tatiana, Apple Washington, Tiana,
and Lisa
Kaya.
May be out there,
Let's see.
She's in here, Lisa. Lisa Payne, my daughter.
And there's someone else in the studio. What's his name?
Jared.
and who's Jared? Jared is he's the intern here, and he's coming back with us. And
He's
just a really terrific young man.
Am I
going to
have a documentary done on
me? Oh, a series. We have to do it in stages. Like
when? Everybody hears me.
The greatest story ever told.
Nope.
Part 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Listen, Dr. Ben, got to get in touch with Dr. Ben.
Ben Akpinar,
He's I have the shows where it was Dr. Ben, Dr. Van Sertimer, Dr. Clark, and Dr. Gunther all on one show together, part one and part two.
Right.
And then I also have Gil and Gus talking about Reverend Jesse Jackson's run for the presidency years ago. We're going to make that available.
And
to
this
people.
History is so important.
Yeah, it sure is.
It fills in all of those blank spaces to help people cross.
Absolutely.
The bridge to where they, are and where we need to go.
Yeah.
So it's not just about the past and living in the past.
That's right.
It's about building the blocks and having a better foundation
than
what you walk into the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I'm going to send a message to Gus Henningberg.
Yes.
I'll be there tomorrow. You will see me tomorrow. And I know my daughter Jean is probably listening in. By the way, my granddaughter Brianna has been chosen for the volleyball team for the Olympics in Bermuda.
Wow.
Is that something?
That is awesome.
First team,
we have to have her on the show.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
I want to get her on from, Bermuda because she is, they're, what is, you don't rehearse in the volleyball, you practice, right?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, everyone, we will join you again. We have 2 minutes to the end of the show. Is there something else you would like to say?
Just to continue to support the Kay Thompson Show, all the shows that are on. We have the This Is Ayana Jones Show coming up.
Coming
in
up.
In another 5 minutes on Blog Talk Radio. And on her show, she has a guest, Autumn Ashante.
Ah, okay. I'm going to listen in.
Oh, yeah, that's it. She started college at the age of 13 years old. That's right.
Fantastic.
So
she's
a prodigy and a phenomenon in the black community.
Oh, right.
And we just want to shout out all the other good folks here at BW Moving Images.
And we're going to close down time. You're going to sit in with me again, I hope.
What's your name?
I love your voice. Bye.
Goodbye.